This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In New York City, subway riders are awash in noise. The trains, the people, and the music. Buskers performing for crowds of commuters who often don't stop and listen. While everyone is going somewhere, one musician is staying still. Kathy Greer, also known as New York City Subway Girl, has made a sort of muse of the people who do stop and listen. They are the subjects of the Inspiration Project, which collects answers to the question, what inspires you?
What inspires me? Relationships between people.
People, heavy metal, cello, I don't know, all sorts of stuff.
Just the fact that the sun rises and it sets and there's a moon and the life keeps going round and round and it doesn't end, that to me is the biggest inspiration.
You inspire me.
Kathy Greer, we welcome you to Word of Mouth.
Charles, thank you so much for having me.
First, give us a little sense of being New York City Subway Girl. How long have you been doing it and where do you play?
Well, I've been doing it since 1999, so 14 years.
Yeah.
And I love the stations, the terminals like Grand Central Terminal, Long Island Railroad. The reason for that is a little bit further away from the platform, so I'm not competing too much with subway car sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy playing on the platforms like Columbus Circle, which is, it's like down and dirty, gritty brake sounds and craziness and collisions of sound meeting sound. And it's sort of thriving where a lot of different train lines come together, like Union Square is another one where I perform just above a platform. So kind of all over the place.
And so you watch all these people sort of passing by. Some of them stop, some of them don't. For the Inspiration Project, do people approach you first or do you go to them?
It's a fascinating thing. It was born because people were constantly stopping to talk with me and not feeling at all typical New York, not alarmed to say, oh, you're in the middle of a song, can I just start talking to you? Or they'd wait until my song was over and they'd come over and they'd start chatting. And I found that our conversations were so incredibly inspiring that I started bringing a little camera with me and asking if people would mind if I film them for my website. And I just say, what inspires you? And these, like your lead in there with some of the excerpts from my clips are it's just so amazing what people have to say.
It really is something. I did note, though, you speak to a high school chorus for at one point, and they all just say, music, music inspires me, music, music. I mean, how do you get people beyond that? How do you get them to say more?
Well, I think you probably know that as someone that really believes in empowering people and that sort of idea of resonating and creating informed communities when you ask questions and you know how to sort of wait for answers. And I think if we live our lives where we are constantly thinking of the next question and never allow something to develop, other things are born. Other things aren't sort of nurtured and revealed. And so what I do is when I ask the question, if someone says music, like in the case of those amazing performing arts high school kids, that really they stopped because I was jamming, singing a song crazy with a Taiwanese film crew. And the kids started dancing around. And so I asked them to join in, and then I said, okay, so what inspires you? And I think they were doing that. I'm part of the group, music, music, music. And then I said, all right, if you had another thought, what would it be? And then other things are revealed, and one said piano, and another said rap. And so, you know, what I try to do when I ask the question is just allow that answer to formulate in whatever way that means. And sometimes it could be as brilliant as the intangibles, what you believe in that no one sees, or the organization of anti-chaos and nature and man. I mean, it's amazing what people say.
I wonder if it's made you think differently about all these people passing by you. I mean, all of them, if we saw the thought bubbles of what inspires them, would be so interesting.
I think it is a particular kind of person that commutes that allows for distraction, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody that's living in a very logistical, I am getting from point A to point B, I don't have time for this, they might just run by and pull an earbud out or a thumbs up or wave or smile or nothing. But I think there's a particular kind of person that kind of says, you know what, this is present. I'm in the present. I'm in the now. I'm in this moment, and I want to be a part of that. And so they linger, and in so lingering, I do eye contact, and in eye contact, that's suggesting a door opens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about Richie Havens, who just, you know,
passed away,
and
right?
He was a huge influence on my music. And in his obit, reading a statement that he said that really resonated with me, and he said, "I'm not in the show business. I'm in the communications business." So I feel like my role, and one of the reasons why I created NYC Subway Girl, is to remove myself from, hey, I'm Kathy Greer, the singer-songwriter. You got to go buy my music and see me as this artist. I'm part of that fabric of accepting the collision of sound meeting sound and creating a soundtrack and being part of that. So I think that opens up people to wander my way and chat.
Here's one of the guys who wandered your way. This is Joe Tucker. He was playing the cajon. Let's hear just a little bit of that, because he played with you.
As a classical musician, no one ever asks me that question. They're like, what inspires you? Like, no, shut up, play this. This is Brahms. But it's true. If I don't practice for one day, I feel really uncomfortable. If I don't practice for two, I'm almost in, like, an anxiety attack. I have to play this stuff.
And now you've played
this
stuff.
I play it with you. Yeah.
That was really a lot of fun.
So what are you going to do with all of this, Kathy? You've collected all of these random people who stop, they communicate with you, they connect, as you're talking about. What happens next?
Well, it's a lovely question, and I think living in a social media world and soundbite world and 140-character world and being a person that has really cared so much about creating informed communities and storytelling and being a troubadour, I think I'll keep it as a sort of ongoing series, the What's Your Inspiration Project or Inspiration Project. And from time to time, I collect them together and make a short film. I use it when I'm performing on an actual stage. So those that don't get a chance to go into the subway, somebody from afar might be able to watch more of a composite. It's kind of, you can hear the alarms outside, I think.
That's right.
I'm definitely in New York City. Sorry for the distraction.
That's okay.
But I think that what I'd like to be able to do is continue with the idea of web series and maybe collectively put them all together to make one feature documentary eventually. But I like this sort of, almost in the way that a lot of writers did in the 19th century, which was installation. You know, you were talking about, in the previous caller, talking about Russian literature and Dostoevsky, who in a sense, he was putting out chapters, and then it came together as one book. And I think that that's where we're at today in the YouTube world. So we'll see where it goes.
Well, we'd love to keep watching, and I must ask you, what inspires you?
These kinds of conversations inspire me. I think getting out there, music inspires me. Being able to open my mouth and be able to sing with this gift, that's my inspiration.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Kathy Greer.
What inspires you?
Oh, gosh. Having these conversations, I have to say. Connecting is a big, big part of what drives me. Kathy Greer is also known as the New York City Subway Girl and founder of the Inspiration Project. We'll leave you with Kathy playing above ground. Here she is now. This is doing a cover of Like a Rolling Stone. This is from Joe's Pub in New York City. We do have a link to find out more on the Inspiration Project. You can add your own. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we thank you for being part of the inspiration today. If you did miss any of the program or would like to share what you heard with a friend, wordofmouthradio.org is the place to look at past shows from our archives. And there are easy links to post segments on social media or forward them to friends. We do welcome also your comments and your contributions. Send an email to wordofmouth@nhpr.org. Post them on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. I'm Virginia Prescott. And please do join us again for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at noon and 9. Here from New Hampshire Public Radio.